Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Today we are talking all about gardening. We are getting close to May as we get close to the frost-free date here in the southern part of Iowa. You may be considering all sorts of things to plant in your garden. Garden centers and greenhouses are becoming fully stocked with annuals for spring planting. Annuals are a perfect addition to the landscape to provide color that lasts throughout the summer. And while most annuals prefer several hours of direct sunlight, there are a few that prefer the darker corners of the garden. Today we're going to chat a little bit about Extension horticulturalist recommendations for annual plants that can be grown in shady spots of Iowa landscapes. Not all shade gardens are created equal, and not all shade gardens are void of direct sun. Most shaded areas are well suited for growing annuals because they receive a little bit of light during the day. Shade gardens should be classified as shade, part shade, or deep shade, depending on the amount of sunlight they receive. So if you have an area that is shady that you're trying to plant, make sure you watch it as the days get longer to determine approximately how much sunlight it receives. A shade garden is any location that receives 1 to 3 hours of direct sunlight each day, and many shade-loving annuals prefer dappled shade or areas that receive slight direct sunlight in the morning when temperatures are cooler. Plants may respond differently if the direct light comes later in the heat of the day. This light in late afternoon and early evening is typically hotter and more intense. Part shade locations are those that receive 3 to 6 hours of direct sunlight a day, and a deep shade garden would be one that receives no or almost no direct sunlight during the day, and this can be one of the most difficult locations to grow plants. Annuals are the perfect plants for a variety of reasons, but mostly because you can try something new each year and experiment to find the best species for your particular site and amount of light. A few things to keep in mind. One of the biggest challenges of growing in shade gardens is competition from trees. Roots of established trees can compete with plants for moisture and nutrients. In addition, it can be difficult to plant around the tree roots. You should be careful when digging, and if digging is too difficult or is damaging tree roots, consider growing annuals in a container in that area. Just make sure you keep them watered. Nearly all shade-loving annuals do well in containers or hanging baskets, as shade gardens tend to have cooler temperatures and can retain soil moisture longer than hot, sunny areas. Cool temperatures mean these garden areas warm up later in the spring, and moist soils with low light levels can favor pests like slugs and snails. In addition, deep shade created by buildings, overhangs, walls, or fences can sometimes create light levels that are so low that even shade-loving annuals cannot thrive. You should always select annuals that prefer cool temperatures, consistently moist soils, or appropriate amount of sunlight to make sure you have your best chance of success in these areas. For your typical shade garden that receives 1 to 3 hours of sunlight a day, again, ideally in the morning or as dappled light throughout the day, you may try annuals such as wax begonia, impatiens, coleus, wishbone flower, browellia or silver bells, polka dot plant, caladium, tuberous begonias, and pansies. If you have a part shade location that gets a little more sun, about 3 to 6 hours a day, these annuals will tolerate full shade even better, but may do well in part shade. Annuals that do well here include New Guinea impatiens, angel wing begonia, nasturtium, flowering tobacco, cup flower, rose balsam, bachelor's button, pinks, bells of Ireland, bacopia, forget-me-not, baby blue eyes, perilla, heliotrope, Persian shield, swan river daisies, and elephant ear. And if you have garden areas with deep shade that receive almost no direct sunlight, you may want to try a few colorful additions such as impatiens, caladium, tuberous begonia, and many tropical houseplants may also do well in this area. You can use houseplants in shade gardens. Most tropical plants grown as houseplants are native to the shady understory of tropical forests, so they do well in the summer as annuals in a shade garden. This tolerance of low light levels makes them good houseplants and can make them a great way to brighten up shady garden areas. Houseplants can be treated just like annuals, purchased from garden centers in the spring, planted in the garden, and allowed to be frost-killed in the fall. Some houseplants that are good to grow as annuals in the shade garden include Boston fern, pothos, rex begonia, philodendron, Swiss cheese plant, cast iron plant, dumb cane, peperomia, arrowhead vine, inch plant, maidenhair fern, holly fern, spider plant, Swedish ivy, aluminum plant, and snake plant. So if you're looking for something to spice up your garden, you may want to try one of those. If you are looking for plants for your garden, want to make a quick note that our Cass County Master Gardeners annual plant sale is scheduled for Saturday, May 14th. Be sure and get that on your calendar. We'll start bright and early on May 14th at 8 a.m. If you have perennials that you're looking to divide out of your garden, we will be taking donations of perennial plants for that sale as well. And we've also got a fun partnership with the Grow Another Row program going this year, and we will have some food plants available for purchase from local vendors as well. You can watch our website, the Master Gardener Facebook page, for more information on that, and we'll be chatting about it a little more next week as well. But for now, get the 14th of May, Saturday morning, on your calendar to be here at the fairgrounds for our Master Gardener plant sale. Also want to remind folks that our Cass County Master Gardeners grant money is available again this spring for local garden projects. If you are a local organization or group that's planning to do any community garden beautification or education program, you can apply for assistance up to $300 for your project from the Cass County Master Gardeners. For more information, you can check out the Cass County Extension website or stop in our office. Again, each grant has a maximum value of $300, and we would like to have those applications in hand by Wednesday, May 4th for consideration. So be sure to check that out and give us a call if you would like more information on Cass County Master Gardener grant money for your not-for-profit group or organization to do any sort of community improvement, landscaping, food donation, or education project this year. Again, lots of stuff going on. For more information, be sure and check out the Cass County Extension webpage, Facebook page, or our 4-H Instagram page. Want to remind 4-H'ers to sign up for our 4-H Showmanship Clinic happening this weekend. No cost to attend, but you do need to be pre-registered. You can give our office a call to find out about our upcoming program, 712-243-1132, or stop by the office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.